WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know, I got the background up. I was trying to find like a good sunset thing, but I'm going sunrise because like the weather's getting good. Preakness is a happening. Well, not for Bob Baffert, but for everybody else. The sun is shining, and we're thinking grilling. And I want to give a free plug here to Moeller and Gary right now for listing my condo. This is my view. This is my condo, and this segment's going to play great. We've talked about intelligent conversations around here and turning them into wise conversations with our sponsors, Wise Markets. My wife and I have put the condo on the market, and the reason, this is the God's honest truth, people are asking us, I've been sharing pictures, they can't believe how affordable my condo is. Come buy it, 2%, you know, we got the whole deal going on, Mueller and Gary. But the reason my wife wants to leave, a couple of things. She wants to have an outdoor deck to have coffee, like our friends at Royal Farms and my Cole Roofing mug here, to sit out on a veranda and have outdoor coffee where we live at the harbor. We walk outside. We like it, but she wants that. She wants to have a garden. I want her to have a garden because I want heirloom tomatoes and fresh herbs and things like that that I currently buy at Wise Markets, I will say. And then the last piece of this, and this is the crucial piece, and I've pulled out my tongs. My wife wants to have a grill. We've lived in the sky for 18 years, and we want to like – marinate meat, get wings, get ribs, smoke stuff. I see Guy Fieri during this whole lockdown thing out on this very manly grill. I mean, I'm growing my hair long now. So I need an expert. Tim Heim is, I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm going to find out. I mean, I know one or two people that went to Patapsco that I've tolerated all of these years. He's an old line Marzer who is now at Wise Markets. And I'm going to let you, Tim, tell me your title, right? I'm going to call you the grill master around here, but they have like a more specific title for you at Wise Markets. But you're in charge of meat, from what I understand. And I'm really looking forward to chatting with you because I got my tongs out. I am currently marinating right now a piece of flank steak in some mollo, like my Cuban friends make it. And I love the garlic pepper spice on the chicken, but it's in the freezer because my wife loves it. I put it away for when she comes home. So, man, you're talking to a guy that is very, very motivated to get a grill. So how are you, man?
I'm great, Nestor. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Glad to be here.
Well, I mean, I've given you, quite a title here. You got to tell me, like, what you do. I found out that you went to Patapsco through, the Rob Santoni East Side connection. I'm Dundalk. You're Patapsco. Not everybody will understand that, but I think you and I probably have about 10,000 mutual connections. And I'll tell you, I grilled a lot of meat, even from Mars back in the day over on Kane Street back in the 80s. I loved having a grill. I did a lot of cooking, but I've literally lived here for 18 years, and all of my grilling now is like on TV or when I come over to your house. So 'tis the season, and tailgates, obviously, for Ravens games, right? But we're looking forward to having our own thing, and I guess that's where you come in, right? Because it's not a part-time thing anymore, right? Like you've got more tips and more ways to do this and more television shows. But when all that's said and done, people are going to Wise and they're hitting your departments looking for seafood, looking for things to put out. This is the time.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about shopping at Wise and picking up your grilling needs. We have everything for the novice griller to the outdoor chef, per se. So we have your burgers, your hot dogs. We have our signature, which I heard you talking about before, our signature long bone.
Hold on. My wife was talking about this, but my wife picked up. I ordered Wise to go 2 weeks ago, and I didn't pick it up. It was a Saturday. I'm building a bigger, better company. I'm doing this incredible crab cake tour you'll be hearing about in August, right? I should do the show with tongs all the time. This is kind of fun. I feel like Judge Judy, with a gavel. But my wife went over to the store. She came back, and she's like, dude, they have these tomahawk chops. Like, I was going to get one, but I was a little afraid of it, And we don't have we have a beautiful oven. We have a stovetop. We do a lot of, stovetop grilling of steaks. I have a really beautiful pan that, we'll crust up a steak nice, but I don't have a grill. But I mean, we love cooking and we love marinating and we love the science of what salts do to meats and I mean, our spice rack, McCormick should sponsor me. I mean, we need more space for the spices we have. And we're like skinny little people. And I have sponsors that make me food and barbecue places like Woodrow's that have smokers and stuff. But I love cooking at home. And I literally have a piece of flank steak and Moyo right now. Give me some things when people come to you and say, all right, give me something I've never done or I've never tried that I'm afraid of. Like, I'm a little afraid of fish. I don't do fish well. I don't do shrimp well. Fast grilling things, I don't do well with those.
Well, you touched on something I wanted to bring up, the marinades. Talk about getting spices off the shelf and so forth. Here at Wise, we have a program. We have marinated meats already ready to go. We have beef, pork, chicken, and lamb in a variety of spices. We have garlic parmesan. We have a smoky Alabama, which is very popular.
I haven't had that one.
Have you had that one?
No, have not had that one.
Oh, it's very good. You need to try that one. We have a multitude of flavors. I have one here. It's a smoky jalapeno tequila pork chops.
I have not seen that.
It is so.
I have gotten the whiskey pork ribs. I've gotten the carnitas, which were delicious. I mean, putting those over nachos, we love doing that. The thing that got me last year, and Rob Santoni hooked me up over, what's the Fullerton store? He calls it the Nottinghams. What number is that? 206.
206.
All right. So I've been shopping more at the Maiden Choice. You know, because I was over in Catonsville. State Fair is my sponsor. Picking up some salads and stuff over there and some chicken and waffles. And that's where I got my flank steak. And this is the first time I've seen this. My wife absolutely loves the garlic pepper chicken. So we will grill that in the oven, you know, at a high temperature, and then we'll cut it juicy and put it over nachos. Oh man, it's absolutely the best. But is it called the Quebec? It's not Montreal. Montreal's like for steak and it's a salty thing. You have this Quebec that's like a red, it almost looks like an Old Bay. And I was very, very intrigued. But what is in that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, you got to get it. I'm telling you. The Fullerton store had it last year. He gave it to me in a little container. And you do it in your chicken, in the rack for sure. I've seen you do like a citrus garlic maybe?
Citrus lime, yes. That's great on chicken, yes.
I had that about a month and a half ago. We eat a lot of nachos here. I mean, for skinny people, you know, we like salsa. We love guacamole and anything with an avocado. My wife buys avocados by the bags, right? And, you know, we love organic. I mean, I'm very organic. My wife's had cancer twice, right? So strawberries, raspberries, they've been on sale all month and special. It's been awesome. So I've been eating a lot of berries in the morning. But we like trying different things with chicken on nachos. So when I see you doing, what was that tequila thing? Let me pull that up again. What is it? Was that on steak though?
No, we put this on a pork chop, but we can put it on chicken if you wish. It is smoky jalapeno tequila.
Smoky jalapeno tequila. Sounds like something I want on a wing, man. Come on.
Yeah. It would be great on wings, which we can do wings if you wish.
I heard about a wing shortage. Is there a wing shortage? Make some news here, Tim. Tell me about it.
There is. There's always a wing shortage, actually, especially around Super Bowl time. But
especially in my house,
shortage going on right now across the board. So it's just part of the industry at the moment. We're trying to keep the industry trying to keep stock up, but it's hard with the pandemic and all, and it's hard to get some products in. But wings is one of them.
I am doing a crab cake tour in August. I'm going to 30. It's my 30th anniversary on radio. If I had gone to Patapsco, I don't know if I'd made it, Tim. I mean, honestly, I think it was Dundalk that steeled me to this. What year Patapsco were you? I'm giving you too hard a time.
82.
You know, I knew some 82s at Patapsco in 83. I'm 85 Dundalk. So, I mean, somewhere on Wise Avenue near, you know, the Poplar and Herman's Bay, you know, there was a delineation where like Mindbridge Books sold the baseball cards on that side, right? And we didn't go on the other side, like where Topps was and Ross's and Two Guys and all that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I just think every place is like out of business, except, well, Herman's in business, but.
What Hardy's there on Wise Avenue once in a while, but.
What neighborhood? Are you Inverness? Where were you?
Gray Manor.
Gray Manor. So what tree?
Oh, I was on Gray Manor Terrace.
So you weren't spruce or cedar, one of those, one of the tree streets?
Not a tree.
Gray Manor also fed Dundalk. I had friends of mine that went to Dundalk and went to Holabird. Did you go to Stricker or did you go to North Point Junior?
I went to Stricker.
Well, Stricker had air conditioning, man. That was Gucci, right?
And new windows, but we had air conditioning.
Man, in 1980, the kids at Stricker were all like, everybody wanted to go to Stricker because they had air conditioning because they replaced North Point Junior. You're a baseball fan, right, Tim?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're an Oriole fan. You know, John Schuerholz taught at North Point Junior High, you know, before it became the police academy. My kid played soccer there, whatever, by Grange. But before Stricker came, that was John Schuerholz, baseball Hall of Famer. He was a teacher at North Point Junior High School. So he and I get together and talk about that. And we have a real disagreement because he considers himself Sparrow's Point to some degree. And I know you and I would take big umbrage with that, right?
No.
Patapsco, I'll tolerate, not Sparrow's Point. Tim Himes here. He is doing all things. Give me your title again.
I am the meat seafood specialist for the Baltimore area for Wise Markets.
I can talk seafood with you too.
Sure, absolutely.
All right, here we go. So I'm doing this tour because
we have an awesome crab cake here at Wise Markets.
I saw it in the Maiden Choice location. What number is that?
It's 89.
I'm going to have to learn all the numbers because it's almost like a Maxwell Smart episode. Every time I bring up a location, St. Tony's like, number 211. That's 206. That's 209. And I'm like, all right. And so I'm just trying to get it all right. So 89. All right. That's all right. Good. All right. That's like 99 and or 88 was Maxwell Smart. Okay. 89. I'm getting that right. I'm thinking like Mark Clay. I mean, I always equate it to a football player, you know, anything that's 22 is Jim Palmer. You know how that is, right? Absolutely. So I'm over Maiden Choice. And everybody at Wise is like, you're going to have the signature crab cake. And I'm thinking to myself, I may have some problems getting Maryland, true Maryland. Your Angus beef. We're not talking about beef anymore. We're talking seafood. It's fine.
That's why.
It's good. So I may have some trouble in Western Maryland really getting Maryland crab during the month of August, right? Because not everybody has it. I was in Rob's store and saw Maryland crab. And I thought, well, they won't have it everywhere. Then I was at Maiden Choice and I saw Maryland crab. So I saw your signature crab cake actually fried. So the real argument I will have will not be who has the best crab cake. Is it Fadley's where we're going to be on Friday with John Sarbanes? Is it Costas where I was the other day? I took my mother to Costas and I know you, we could both agree on Costas, right? East Absolutely. Side, right? So my mother and I went for Mother's Day every year. I went there with Stan Jablonski, who did not go to Patapsco, by the way, whose dad taught at Dundalk. So the crab cake thing is going to be massive, and we're going to have a good time with it. But I saw the fried crab cake out at the Maiden Choice 89 location, and I thought, that's my jam, because most of the crab cake places, and I talked to Pete over Costas, he's like, we broil our crab cakes. Now we'll fry it if you make us, but you know, it's more like a filet mignon. You don't want to like overcook it. I'm like, man, I'm from Bank Street in Dundalk. Like, fry it. It tastes better fried. So I get into this argument. So I am absolutely going to carve out, because we have Wise locations all over the state, right? I'm going to carve out a day and a place at a place that I've never been, right? And get the signature. I'm going to do it. I got this. I'm trying every crab cake, and I don't know that I've had a bad crab cake in Maryland, and I don't know that I've ever trusted a decent crab cake anywhere else, but I've seen what you guys are doing there, and crab cakes are a big part of what you do as a supermarket. People come in there, and if it's not any good, they won't buy it. They'll never buy it a second time.
That's absolutely right. Being with Wise, I travel to Pennsylvania quite often to help out with other stores up there, and we'll eat out at restaurants, and the menu will say Maryland style crab cake.
No. You know better. Come on.
We try, but no.
You're from the hard streets of Dundalk. You're from Gray Manor. You know better.
Absolutely. And I know what you mean about the fried. When I was young, everything was fried. My mom had fried crab cakes. Now everything's broiled. But again, you need to try this Wise crab cake. It We use
It's so crab's so expensive, like to dump it in grease feels like sacrilege. Listen, I'm going to be talking crab cakes with people every day, and every one makes them differently, right? You would agree with that. Celery seed, mustard, mayonnaise, Old Bay, this spice, that spice, parsley. And when I tell people I love pimento or pepper, like, oh my God, to real crab cake people, it's like a sacrilege. And I'm like, that's like a crab imperial. Like, I like it every way you can make it. But the argument on broiled versus fried and the price and what is Maryland crab versus Texas crab. Tim, you know this about me. My people came from Venezuela, right? I mean, that's how my family wound up here being an Aparicio. So Venezuela is a huge exporter, and America is in this region is a huge importer. And then there's the canned stuff that comes from Asia that makes its way. I mean, everybody here is eating crab from everywhere and they just don't know it. But I really want to focus on the Maryland thing because you guys do stock local things, local seafood, local everything. And I think I'm going to be telling that story all summer long, in addition to produce, in addition to everything coming from local sources here.
Absolutely. We do carry the Venezuela crab meat. It's a quality crab meat, but you can't beat the Maryland. And we have a supplier out of Kent Narrows that brings us fresh crab meat, fresh fish on a daily basis. So we have a local source of finding our fresh seafood. And it makes a big difference in the eating.
So you mentioned Kent Narrows and going down there. I'm going all over the states. I'm going to spend a morning out crabbing off of Tillman Island. You know, I'm going to go to Smith Island and have a real Smith Island cake. I'm doing all that stuff. But along the way, we're going to be eating crab cakes. Tell me about the signature. Because, like, do you want to tell me what's in it? Or is it, like, secret recipe? Like, what do we got? I mean, and whose recipe is it? No offense to my friends and wives, but I hope somebody in Maryland came up with this. Seriously, right?
Yes. I can't give you the recipe. It is a wise secret. I'm sorry. But it is made out of lump crab meat, has a almost imperial sauce that goes in it to keep it moist. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with that. Because
cracker? Breadcrumb? What are we doing? Nothing? Y'all can tell me?
I can't. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a lot of it. You're just the first one. I mean, do you think Fadley's is going to tell me exactly what's in theirs?
Absolutely not.
Do you think Costas is going to? They're not. No, they're, you know, so I'm just going to eat it and I'm going to guess. And someone like you who knows is going to sit there like Colonel Sanders did and just sit there and say, tastes good, doesn't it? I'm not going to tell you what's in it. So that's fine. And that's what's going to lead me to different crab cakes here. Because I'm going to taste the celery seed. I'm going to taste the mustard. I'm going to taste, you know, but fried for me, just don't be mad at me. All right. Like when I take your crab cake that you have all these and I fry it, please don't be angry because that's the way I like it.
That's fine. Everybody has their own cooking recipe and enjoys certain things different ways. That's what makes this world evolve.
Well, I'm worried that when I get out to like Cumberland or places where they root for the Steelers, I'm a little worried that I'm not going to be able to get Maryland crab. So I may have to like stop the Wise, ice it down, make sure it comes from here. Because during the month of August, just for that month, I'm only eating Maryland crab. So I can find that every Wise location will have that most of the summer, or is it just in certain locations?
Oh, no. All the Wise in the Baltimore area will have the fresh Maryland crab meat for sure.
I love hearing that. All right. Tim Himes here. Such a good guy that it's almost a shame you didn't go to Dundalk. I mean, I don't know what to – give me the Patapsco experience for you and the Dundalk experience because I've been talking crab cakes with people, and you and I grew up – honestly, I could walk to your house. I had a girlfriend that lived on Spruce that I walked to her house. I, you know, obviously the roller skating rink where I met my son's mother was at the skate land in Gray Manor. So I could tell you that every crab cake I ever had. So if you're making the crab cake, if you're the recipe guy, is it more like Neptune or is it more like Ross's? Or is it more like, you know what I mean? Like that's the Corral or, you know, like more like Ruggiero's. So I can give you every East Side place you ever had a crab cake as a kid, right?
Absolutely. House of Neptune's was a great place to be. I remember going there many times. But our crab cake's more like a Costas.
Wow. All right. Well, if you're going to borrow, I was going to say steal. If you're going to borrow,
borrow
from the best. All right. I need one last thing from you. And this is really important. I don't have a grill. We're selling the condo. Tim Himes here from Wise Markets, talking meat and seafoods and all kind of good stuff. I'm afraid of ribs in my oven, right? Like I know too much. I've been to Kansas City. I've been to Texas, right? I mean, I know people that like smoke meat and do it the right way. I gave a plug to my friends up at Woodrow's, which is just, I've just fallen in love with this place. They're not even a sponsor. They just, it's just so freaking good. But it's not just whatever he's rubbing on it, whatever sugar and pepper and bourbon and spice and pepper, whatever that is, pepper and more pepper, I love it, right? But there's something about smokers that I've learned from watching. My wife and I watch a ton of Food Network. I mean, like we just watch a lot of cooking. And I know so much is technique. My wife has learned how to brown butter fish. Man, the French have been doing that right. You know, so you get a really delicate piece of fish, you do it the right way. I would just say this for ribs without a smoker. I see them. Tim, I have never bought ribs in a supermarket this century. I just won't do it because I feel like restaurants have, it's like a pizza stone where they have an oven that's 2000 degrees. I can't replicate, you know, what Pizza John's is doing in Essex with my oven. You know, I can reheat it, but with ribs, it feels to me low, slow, marinate, like all of that. But tell me, get a nice $20 slab of whatever you got there, maybe on sale, $15 or whatever, and bring it home. Because I would know how to rub it and stuff, but I'm just afraid my oven's not going to do it justice. That's honestly.
Okay. Well, we have you covered here at Wise. For the people who are nervous about the smoker or the grill, we carry 7 different varieties of already cooked ribs. We actually have our name brand Wise Rib. We have a baby back.
And so how do I heat that up?
You can put it in the oven to heat it up. You can wrap it and put it on a grill to heat it up if you have it outside, if you're having a party for something quick. This is a lot quicker than getting your slab rib and putting it on a grill. But for the, like I said before, the outdoor chef who does their own thing with the rubs and the sauce.
I want to do my own thing. I mean, no offense to prepack. I told you, I have a spice rack from the heavens. I want to like just rub something up. I'm afraid of prime rib in that way. I'm afraid to like wrap a prime rib, bring it home. Christmas, we always had a ham. I'm from Dundalk, but like I've always thought like doing one of those beautiful things. I'm a little intimidated by cooking at a low temperature in my own. I just am. And I'm intimidated by a high temperature on my stovetop, but that's just me.
Well,
I'm afraid of burning things.
Well, don't do that. We do have 3 raw ribs. We have a flat rib, a St. Louis rib, and the baby back, which is the Cadillac of pork ribs. To do it in the oven, you're going to need, what I like to do is use a dry rub. I make my own dry rub out of paprika and turmeric and cumin, and actually put a little Old Bay in mine, give it a little spice.
I want to try yours.
Yeah, I got a good.
But you like have a grill outside, right?
I have a grill and a smoker.
Yeah, so see what I'm saying? Like, when I sell the condo, that's all I'm saying. I started the segment with that. I have these and I will use them. You know, I will at some point.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my outdoor foolproof recipe for excellent ribs. It's called a 3-2-1 method. You slap it, you get your rub on there, let it soak for a little bit, get your smoke going, put your rib on, cook it for 3 hours with smoke. After 3 hours, take it off, wrap it in aluminum foil with a little bit of apple juice. Wrap it tight. Let it steam for 2 hours.
Apple juice?
Apple juice. After 2 hours, unwrap it, put it back. At this point, it's ready to fall off the bone, so be careful. Take it out of that aluminum foil, set it back on the grill, put your favorite barbecue sauce on there. It's supposed to be an hour. I do about a half hour, 45 minutes, just to check it, make sure it ain't turning too dark. It is the foolproof way. Now, you could probably incorporate that into an oven with the same method.
I'm going to do this. I mean, I might do this like next week, like literally, like I've been looking for one thing to do, the apple juice part of this. So for me being Latin, I have a steak that I'm going to chop up tonight, put over nachos, you know? And I like marinating things. So like, you know, for me, this idea of apple juice sort of tenderizing the meat. I like that. I've never heard of that.
Yes, that's what gives. That's what makes it tender and fall off the bone. That little bit of steam from that apple juice. And again, it's a 6 hour process on a smoker. But if you get it going, you shut it for 3 hours. You grab yourself a beer and sit back and relax.
Do I look like a guy that's got 6 hours to smoke meat? I mean, seriously.
No, it's an event. It is an event.
I'm coming to your house. Tim, I'm the second person from Patapsco that I met recently that I like. He's doing all things meat, seafood with our friends at Wise Markets. We call the intelligent conversations Wise Conversation. Now, this one's been really wise, man. I'm getting like apple juice tips and stuff. I told people Wise. I'm like, I'm going to learn stuff on this show, and I'm going to make better foods. And hopefully your tip is I gave you the Quebec rub that you sell. And your tip should be the garlic pepper chicken. I will go to the bank on that. I have never had it on a grill. And every time I taste it, I'm like, this tastes like it belongs on coals outside, maybe in Western Maryland when I'm glamping out there at the end of the month, right? With some signature crab cakes and whatnot. Tim, I appreciate you. I hope it's not your last visit. Come on back on later on in the summer. Maybe we could talk about seafood and fish and stuff like that. My friends at Fadley's were doing the crab cake thing. They have a fish market too, and they're always trying to get me to try fish. My wife is from New Hampshire, and she doesn't like seafood so much. Like clams, no. I mean, she's getting more into fish, you know, the last 10, 15 years. I saw her eat a shrimp last month. Freaked me out. She's got no intolerance, but she's just not seafood-oriented. But she's trying to become – the more she tries it, the more she likes it. But it really is a technique issue to get the right piece of rockfish, right? And the right – and have it fresh and not have it stink up our fridge and, you know, prepare it the right way and make sure we have lemon and have a plan, right? Like I always say to my wife, when you buy seafood, have a plan for it. Know exactly what you want to do with it when you get it home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Having the fresh seafood is the big key. Getting it here at Wise, again, comes in daily from Canton, so you can't get any fresher than that. But yeah, have the right recipe. I actually did fish on the grill last night. I did a nice hunk of salmon, marinated in some soy sauce, put it on the grill. Oh, it was fabulous. Fabulous.
That is what, when I lived in White Marsh, I had a grill and I had an outdoor hot tub and, you know, I had neighbors and grass to cut, stuff I haven't dealt with in 18 years. But the one thing I cooked all the time was salmon on the grill. I haven't had salmon on a grill because my wife doesn't love salmon. So you know what? She loves sushi. She'll eat it raw. She won't eat it cooked. You know, I eat almost everything. So you and I are going to have no problem grilling up meat. And hey, I appreciate it. I will check in with you and let you know how my mojo went on my flank steak here as I get my little Mexican thing going. But check out that garlic pepper. I'm telling you, I'm giving a really good tip on it. All right.
I'm definitely going to try it. And I hope your flank steak turns out well, too. And thank you very much for having me on.
If you can't find it, let our friends at Store 89 over at Made in Choice know, because I bought it there yesterday. How about that? All right?
You got it, sir.
Appreciate you, Tim.
Have a good day.
I'm going to make you sing the Patapsco alma mater next time. I'm going to sing the Dundalk alma mater, okay?
Deal.
All right. Let each fellow join our chorus. Echo far and near. There you go. A little Dundalk high for you. Tim Heim joining us from Wise Markets. Old school, East Side, Gray Manor meets Colgate. Probably meeting somewhere right near the Golden Domes. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop grilling our meat, crab cake touring, and talking Baltimore positive with our friends from Wise.